You may be seated if the children will join me for a children's message. Good morning. Good morning. I want to tell you guys a story that we hear about a guy in the Bible. His name was Elijah. Can you say that? Elijah. Yeah, Elijah. Elijah was somebody who told people what God wanted people to hear. People didn't always like that. And one of the things that happened while Elijah was telling people what God wanted them to know was that a big drought happened. You guys know what a drought is? A drought has to do with rain. A drought is a long, long, long time when there's no rain. And if there's no rain, then things can't grow, right? We know that plants need things to grow. Anybody have a garden? Yeah, you have to water it sometimes if it's really dry or nothing will grow. Well, there was a long, long drought while Elijah was talking to God's people, and there was no food because there was no rainwater to water the garden, okay? So everybody was hungry. When no food grew, that meant there was no food at the store, there was no food at the market. People didn't have enough food, and people were going hungry, and people were even starving because they didn't have enough food. So we're in this drought, and people don't have anything. They don't have the food to feed themselves. And Elijah goes to this town where God sends him, and he meets a woman and her son. This woman's a widow, which means her husband had died, so it's just her and her son. And Elijah says to her, "Would you please give me something to eat?" And you know what she says? She says, "Something to eat? Don't you know there's a drought? Nobody has anything to eat. All we have is one or two mouthfuls of food for me and one or two mouthfuls of my son. Right now, we're on our way home. We're going to go eat those mouthfuls, and it's all that we have, and then we're going to lay down and die after that because we're going to starve because we don't have anything else. How can you ask me to give you something to eat?" And Elijah said, "Do not be afraid. Bring me something to eat, and then go back home and prepare something for yourself. God will provide for you." And the woman does. Even though she doesn't have enough to eat herself, she brings that food to Elijah, he eats it, and then she goes home, and she and her son have enough food to last them till the end of the drought. It's an amazing story about sharing even when you maybe don't have what you think you need or as much as you want. Did anybody go trick-or-treating? You did. Did anybody get anything from trick-or-treating? What did you get? Candy. Do you have any candy left? Yes. How much did you get, like, just a little, or did you get a lot of candy when you trick-or-treated? You got a lot? And have you eaten any of it yet? No. Some of us have eaten a lot of it and don't have much left. Here's what I want you to imagine, all right? What do I have here? That's like kind of a lot, right? I mean, there's been more, but this is kind of a lot of candy, all right? So I want us to imagine something here. Brody, would you hold this candy for me? All right, just hold it. Okay, can you hold that? Now, Isabel, would you hold this candy? Okay, so we've got Brody with some candy and Isabel with some candy. Now, what if I said to you guys, "Hey, I'd really like candy. Would you share some candy with me?" What do you think? Brody, you think you could do that? You could share some candy with me? You think you could do that, Isabel? Could you share some candy with me? She's sort of hesitating, isn't she? She's not sure. Why do you think that is? She just barely has enough for her. Brody's got a whole bucket over here, right? Yeah. So we sometimes think it's harder to share when we don't have as much as we want. Sometimes we think that the way sharing works is that when you have as much as you want, then you can share whatever else is left over after you've got as much as you want. Actually, that's not really the way sharing works. The way sharing works is you decide if you're going to share, and whatever you have, you share with people. As far as it goes, and you share it. That's really how sharing works, that no matter how much you have, you decide if you're going to share or not, okay? God calls us to be people who share with each other. And that means things like candy, and it means, toys and those sorts of things too. But it also means things like money. And God doesn't say, you know what, when you get as much as you think you need, then you share some with other people. God just calls on us to share. And God says, I will take care of you. And God says, share. So when we think about sharing, that's how we should think about it. That whether we've got a lot or whether we have a little, God calls us to share whatever we have, and there will be enough to go around because God is a God of abundance and blesses us richly. But it's sort of hard, isn't it? It's sort of hard. But you've got those Whoppers in your hands, Isabel. I bet if we open those up, there's more than one in there, right? So there is always a way that we could share, even if it takes a little bit more thinking through. Sharing is not dependent on how much we have. Sharing is dependent on us deciding to share and finding a way to do it. Okay. What we're going to do is I'm going to take this candy, and I'm going to put it over here. And after the service, I would like to share a piece with all of you. So after church is done, you can come back and get a piece or two pieces of candy, but no more than two pieces, okay? Are we all clear? Okay, excellent. Is this okay, Judy? Why don't I put it over here? Would you guys pray with me? Lord God, help us to share. No matter how much we have, help us to share with others. Amen. Thank you. You guys are welcome to head back to your seats or to line up over here and go towards Children's Church.